can you go like...
In all, 34 youngsters were pitching ideas they've conceived using STEAM. That's science, technology, engineering, art, and math. They include eyeglasses that record audio and video, a mechanism to help a basketball player improve one's shot, a lunchbox that helps a child heat their meal safely, stress-relieving virtual reality, a fire-extinguishing grenade, and what's called digital desktop.
It's revolutionizing the way we are doing in school and our homework. No more excuses. My dog ate my homework. I lost my homework. My teacher didn't give it to me.
That's Aislinn Russell, who, along with her peers from Butler Mitchell Boys and Girls Club, developed apps to give teachers a place to input lessons and resources for kids to find help, and even create on the side. Russell explained what she calls Circuit Beats, which lets the user digitally build an object. She's had the idea since trying a coding demo at Walden Galleria.
And I really enjoyed it, so I already started to create Circuit Beats with my grandfather, and... Well, not really my grandfather. I just told him about it a little bit, and he said, uh-huh, a lot, and he said it was a good idea.
Howard Rich, vice president at Rich Products and one of the judges, says there are many great ideas coming from these kids, and the STEAM competition gives children in some of Buffalo's more underserved neighborhoods a means to keep their minds focused during the summer.
I love the local talent. You know, we're on the west side of Buffalo, and these clubs are mostly from the west side of Buffalo, so that allows us to focus in the sort of the shadow of our own building, but the kids that are here. And you know, as I've gotten to know the kids over the years, because I'm also on the board, that you've really known that they have great hearts, but you know what, they come from tough conditions.
Rich says the hardest part is having to choose just one winner, and it was the lunchbox oven. But when speaking of all the kids, he told WBFO he was looking at them to sign up for future contracts to one day work for the company. And he was not necessarily kidding. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.